and shuffled in closer. "Here, let me." Tate slowly let go of his straining erection. Logan clasped the back of Tate's neck, drawing him in to take his lips. This time, there was absolutely no hesitation in the way Tate opened his mouth, or grasped his shoulders to steady himself while he granted the access Logan was demanding of him. Dipping his tongue inside the heat of Tate's mouth, Logan moved his hand forward and wrapped a firm fist around the base of him.
"Logan," Tate groaned, wrenching his head back as his eyes shut and his teeth came down to sink into his lower lip.
Logan stroked his slippery palm up Tate's engorged length, watching his face go from sexual torment to one of pure, unadulterated lust, while his hips moved, driving his cock through Logan's fist. "Open your eyes," Logan demanded, as he continued to pump his hand up and down. When Tate obeyed and met Logan's stare, he could tell that Tate had finally let go of all thoughts and was just feeling in this moment.
"Good? Fuck yes," Tate rasped, right before he cupped Logan's face and tackled him backward onto the bed.
When Logan's back hit the mattress, he managed to get his legs out from under him and parted enough before Tate landed back between them, raising his knees on either side. He tightened them at Tate's waist while he continued to stroke the pulsating hardness in his hand. Logan could feel his own cock restricted between their bodies as Tate took his mouth in a rough kiss and his hips rocked forward on top of him. As a greedy tongue shoved between his lips to tangle with his own, Logan released his hold and shifted positions so his own shaft came into direct contact with Tate's. Just as he was about to encircle them together in his hand, Tate lifted his mouth and pinned him with a stare.
"Why'd you stop?"
Logan wrapped his palm around them both, groaning as he gave a solid squeeze of his fist, and he was satisfied only when he heard a similar noise leave Tate.
"I wanted to give you your first cock rub, or, as it's sometimes referred to, and my personal favorite, an Ivy League rub. You don't mind, do you?" Logan asked the inquisitive man above him.
Arching his pelvis, Logan pushed through his palm, creating a hot friction against Tate's sensitive erection.
"Oh, holy shit!"
Tate cursed out on a sharp breath.
"My sentiments exactly," Logan agreed, and craned up to press his lips to Tate's. "Now, stick your tongue in my mouth and feel me."
Tate had no problem with that. Pressing his mouth to Logan's, he plunged his tongue between the lips that had been driving him crazy since they'd first met, as the raw pleasure of his first...
What did Logan call it? Ivy League rub?
Of course it sounds pretentious. Flooded through him. Tate really wanted to see what was going on between his legs.
"I want to..."
"You want to what?"
"I want to watch what you're doing to me," Tate emphasized by propelling his hips forward.
The fist around him disappeared, and he was rolled onto his back, a position he wasn't quite comfortable with yet in the presence of...
well, this man.
"Relax, Tate," Logan lay on his side, angled toward him, smoothing his hand over and around Tate's eager cock. "Now, roll this way, would you? And turn your fucking brain off." Tate did as he was told, and turned to face Logan with a scowl.
"I should tell you, that expression on your face, it doesn't upset me. It just turns me on even more."
"Fuck you," Tate groused, feeling the hand around him tug hard enough to make him grit his teeth and hiss. "Are you sure you're ready for that just yet?" Tate, determined not to be provoked, slid his fingers into Logan's black hair and took a firm hold until he saw Logan wince, pulling him the short distance between them
Tate told him.
Probably not. But maybe a good fucking would finally shut your goddamn mouth.
The palm around him stroked over his aroused flesh, and Tate angled his hips toward it, watching as a depraved smile spread across the lips only inches from him.
You're welcome to try. But unless something shoved in my mouth, I have to tell you, it's next to impossible to ever shut me up.
Tate decided to ignore that comment, and instead, he dropped his gaze down between them, prompting Logan to follow suit. The sight that greeted Tate took his breath away, as much from the unfamiliarity of what he was seeing as the wonderfully salacious feelings he was experiencing. Both of their engorged cocks were lined up against one another, dripping with excitement, and as Logan's hand clasped them both, Tate couldn't resist wrapping his own palm over the top. Fascinated at what he was witnessing, Tate watched avidly as Logan's slightly longer shaft glided up against his and poked out from where their hands ended, rubbing against his own aching erection. As a rasping breath was torn from Tate's throat, Logan's free hand wrapped around his neck and pulled him forward.
Seen enough?
Tate glanced back to Logan.
Why? Because I really want to come all over you.
Tate's breathing faltered at the thought, and he stilled Logan's hand.
What should I do?
Logan leaned in, kissing him quickly.
Whatever feels good.
Tumbling to his back, Tate forgot his aversion to the position as he brought Logan up over him, stretching out so their bodies were touching from chest to toe. When Logan's hand left him, Tate moaned from the loss until it came up to rest by his head, and Logan started to thrust against him in earnest. Tate didn't know how he felt in that wholly defining moment. As he lay beneath Logan, he concentrated on the hot ache between his legs and the amazing pressure Logan was grinding down onto his shaft with every perfect stroke. At the same time, Tate was clinging to two strong arms supporting a man who was currently undulating his entire body against him. That was when he realized that Logan was dominating him. Logan was clearly the one in control in this position. It was a position that Tate usually used with women. And as he focused on Logan licking that sexy lip of his, Tate admitted to himself,
I fucking love it.
Tate pressed his head back into the pillow and bent his legs as Logan had earlier, so he could lift himself up to receive more of the full-bodied massage Logan was giving to him. Over and over, Logan's brawny frame stroked his as Tate registered all the differences about him. The hair on his body, the power in his thighs, and the cut muscles of the abdomen moving against his own. The moment was almost surreal. Reaching for a way to anchor himself to reality, Tate stretched his hand up to touch the coarse hair lining Logan's chiseled jaw. He was in bed with a man, and not just any man. Logan Mitchell, who was about as manly as Tate could find.
Does that bother me?
No, Tate discovered.
It really fucking doesn't.
While Logan looked down at Tate and continued his sensual assault, he noticed something in his eyes change. The hand on his jaw moved toward his hair, and Tate took his mouth in a savage kiss, finally enjoying the full strength and power humming between them. Logan returned the kiss equally as hungry, nipping at the lips under his before sliding his tongue inside to twist with the eager one that met him. With a stifled groan, Logan inched his way down Tate's body and kissed the guy's chest. Giving one of his nipples a quick lick, Logan continued his trail down to suck and taste the heated skin of Tate's ribs, navel, and finally his abs, just as he'd been fantasizing about. Looking up at Tate from where he was now, situated down between his thighs,
Logan could feel the other man's erection pressing against his collarbone, while his own was trapped firmly against the mattress, and all he could think was, "What a lucky bastard I am to have him in my bed." Raising his head off the pillow, Tate peered down his body at Logan. The guy was running his tongue all over the muscles of his stomach, and occasionally dipping it inside his navel. Staring at his erection pressed up against Logan's chest, he thought, "What a turn-on to see him using that mouth on me." A rumbled moan escaped from within as Tate let his head fall back to the pillow, and a case of nerves kicked in. Logan's arms moved under his bent legs, and as his body was lifted off the mattress, Tate felt the tongue that had just been flirting with his navel lick up the underside of his shaft. "Yes," he hissed out on a shaky breath. With one hand, Tate reached down to grip the base of his cock and pushed it up for Logan's insatiable mouth. Tate watched eagerly as Logan glanced up at him and seductively swiped his tongue across the head and slit of his cock. "Oh, fucking hell. Your mouth is a goddamn menace." As the words left Tate's lips, Logan removed his mouth and hands and crawled up his body until he was back between Tate's thighs, and then Logan's mouth was kissing the hell out of him. Tate felt a hand in his hair as their shafts became reacquainted in a deliciously hard and sticky slide. He held Logan's head with one hand and moved his other to his ass, and all Tate could think was, "I want him closer." Digging his fingers into the firm ass cheek under his palm, he pulled Logan as near as he could get him. "Oh, would you look at that." Tate's fingers clenched into the solid muscle again, and Logan's hips slammed into his. "He likes that." And just as Tate thought it, Logan tore his mouth away. "Do that again," Logan requested on a harsh rush of air. When Tate's fingers curled over his ass cheek, he'd thought that would be it. Just the fact that Tate was anywhere near his ass was getting him beyond excited. And that he did it himself without me having to ask? Even better. It had first happened in the bathroom, but he'd chucked that up to Tate being in shock from all the nudity. Apparently not.
"You mean this?"
Tate inquired, as he squeezed Logan's ass again. "Yes, you tease." Logan let out a shaky laugh. "You're a cock tease, Tate Morrison. Who would have known?" Logan was stunned that Tate was comfortable enough to laugh and, "Oh, fuck yeah," grab his ass with both hands.
"Now, that's something I've never been accused of before."
"What? Being a tease?" Tate brought his head up and kissed him quickly before whispering against his mouth.
"No. Being a cock tease,"
he emphasized with a quick jab of his hips against Logan's. Bracing his palms on either side of Tate, Logan watched him slowly lower his head back to the pillow as he continued to knead his ass. "But you have been called a tease." Tate gave him an arrogant look he'd never seen before.
"I prefer to call it foreplay."
Logan shook his head and nudged his body against the groin cradling his not-so-patient erection.
"I call it torture." "Ah, don't lie,"
Tate admonished with the same shit-eating expression.
"You like me playing with your ass. Every time I do, you buck your hips against me like you wish you were inside me."
Logan cursed loudly as Tate traced a curious finger across the top curve of his ass cheek, stopping at the base of his tailbone, hovering directly over the start of his crack.
"You're playing with fire," Logan warned the daring man under him. "Am I?"
"Yes. Don't think I haven't noticed you'd like to tease and talk dirty." Tate's sneaky finger drew flirty, tiny circles over his tailbone. He was totally caught in a moment, aroused and ready to try anything.
"Tate?" Logan asked in a voice that sounded as though he'd swallowed gravel.
"Yeah."
Tate's curious gaze focused on him.
"Give me your left hand."
Logan wasn't sure that he would, but apparently the time for hesitation was over. Tate wanted this as much as he did. He raised his left hand, and Logan took it, bringing it to his lips where he sucked the two middle fingers into his mouth. As he stared down at the man beneath him, with the messy curls and the fiery eyes, Logan swirled his tongue along the long digits until they were wet, and Tate's body was now writhing under his own. When he released them, Tate's arm fell down to his side. Logan lowered himself over him and whispered,
"Now, stop being a fucking tease, and slide your fingers in my ass where I really want them."
Logan immediately felt the chest beneath him rise and fall rapidly against his own. Tate turned his head on the pillow.
"I don't know. What if I hurt you?"
Logan licked the corner of Tate's mouth.
"You won't. But if you do, I just might like it."
Tate wasn't so sure about this. In the back of his mind, he'd known this would eventually come around, but he also had no clue what he was doing. He'd played with Diana a couple of times, but she'd never really liked it. Moving his hand to the curve of Logan's ass, he took a moment to knead the firm flesh. The thrill he got from the satisfied sound escaping Logan's throat prompted him to act and push past any doubts he was having. With both hands, Tate started to really put his whole effort into giving Logan what he wanted. Legs bent and raised, Tate curved up against the man above him, making sure they were fused at every conceivable point. As Tate did that, his mouth was busy being destroyed by a ravenous Logan, who was driving his groin across Tate's with a momentum that was quickly making him lose focus. Slipping his wet fingers to the warm crease of Logan's ass, he separated one firm cheek from the other and heard a moan leave the chest that was now resting against his.
"Jesus, I knew getting you here would make me crazy, but you haven't even really touched me, and I'm hornier than I've ever been."
Tate took that moment to start teasing the soft, narrow channel between Logan's cheeks.
"I'm touching you now." He slowly pushed the tip of his fingers against the taut skin.
"You're fucking with me," Logan accused, his body tensing.
"No, I'm not. Well, maybe a little, but I'm learning."
Tate moved his hand farther down until he was rubbing the pad of his fingers against the tightly puckered hole. Logan began pushing his hips back toward them.
"So, am I doing this right?"
"Yes," Logan grunted.
Tate eased the tip of his finger past the sensitive ring of nerves, breaching it to his first knuckle.
"Ah, Tate. Fuck," Logan cursed.
Tate clenched his right hand against the ass cheek he was holding and was about to ask if he was okay, until Logan grounded out,
"More."
As the word left Logan's mouth, Tate's finger slid deeper inside him and,
"Oh, holy, yes."
The guy did it slowly. He could feel the sticky trail their pre-cum had left as Logan slid himself up and down Tate's abdomen. His ass clenched around the intruding finger as it started to pull out, and just when he thought Tate would remove it altogether, the guy reversed his momentum, and this time he pushed his finger back in with much more force than at first. With a loud hiss, Logan looked down at the face staring up at him intently. With his mouth opened and eyes wide with lustful curiosity, Tate was undeniably sexy, and Logan felt his balls start to tingle. He finally had Tate in his bed. He had Tate in his bed, underneath him, and Tate had his finger inside him. It was a miracle they'd even gotten this far. And by the hungry look Tate was aiming up at him, Logan didn't think he was going anywhere anytime soon. Lowering his mouth, he took Tate's with his own as Logan reached down between them and curled his fingers around Tate's erection and began to work him. Hell yeah. My life's sweet. My hand is wrapped around Tate, and Tate's finger is gloriously fucking me. Logan couldn't think of anything better right at that moment until the single finger inside him was removed, and he felt two timidly probing against his hole. When he locked his eyes on Tate's, Logan thrust backward toward them. Greedily, Logan's body chased after what it wanted, and as Tate's thick fingers slid roughly into his narrow channel, Logan watched the other man's shock and pleasure at the new power he now held.
God, your ass is so tight inside. How will I even fit in there?
Jesus, Logan swore, and felt his climax threatening at the base of his spine.
Do you like it when I do this?
Tate widened his fingers inside him, and Logan almost lost it. He wished he had time to let Tate really experiment and wriggle those long fingers around, but fuck me, I don't have the goddamn patience. The thought of Tate stretching him so Tate could slide his iron-hard cock into his ass was all too much for Logan to take. Unable to answer, Logan concentrated on the slight burn inside him as Tate continued to palm his ass with one hand and move the fingers of his other. Logan looked right back at the man and bared his teeth in a snarl before closing his eyes and arching forward, shouting out Tate's name. His fist clasped the man's erection, and Logan felt his internal muscles clench around the two invading fingers as he finally came on a loud roar, shooting jets of sticky, warm cum all over Tate's abdomen. Logan let out a long, satisfied sigh as Tate punched his own hips forward through Logan's hand and called out his name. That was when he got to watch Tate's powerful climax as he came on a curse and a prayer all over him, and the sexy treasure trail Logan was once again fantasizing about licking. Especially now, while it's covered with both of our cum. Panting, as if they had both just run for their lives, they stared unblinkingly at one another. Hands, fingers, and eyes were all still connected. Reluctantly, Logan removed his hand from around Tate and drew his fingers over the line of hair that was now sticky with their pent-up frustration, and Tate started to laugh. Logan glanced at him as he felt the thick fingers inside his body slowly withdraw. Jesus, Tate, Logan mumbled as they came free. Something amusing? Tate placed his hands behind his head.
No. I was just thinking about how my whole life just changed because I enjoy having your tongue in my mouth and my fingers in your ass.
Logan tried to control his own amusement. But really, the serious tone in which that had been delivered, followed by the ironic brow Tate raised as he turned his head on the pillow, was too fucking much. Well, I hate to be the one to say I told you so.
Then don't, Tate suggested, rolling his head back to stare at the ceiling.
Logan moved up on his elbow beside him and looked down with a wiry smile. Okay, I won't.
Good. Because I hate know-it-alls who brag.
Well, shit. You're going to hate me then. Logan didn't really mean it, he hoped, but when Tate's eyes met his. He wondered for a minute how he would feel if he ever did end up making Tate hate him.
We'll see, won't we?
At that ambiguous comment, Logan pushed. What's that mean?
It means just that. We will see.
As in, you're going to see me again? Rolling in toward him, Tate took Logan's lips with his own and kissed him. It was chaste, but lingering. And as it ended, Tate smiled.
You make me hard as soon as I think about you. I need to know if there's more to it. I want to know why I respond the way I do with you. If it's just the way you look.
You like how I look?
Shut up. You know everyone wants you. I guess I'm no different.
Logan ran a finger across Tate's smooth chest to his nipple, where he circled it. Well, that's where you're wrong. Tate's hand pressed Logan's flat over his chest.
And why's that?
Logan wanted to tell him that he'd never wanted or pursued anyone as hard as him. He'd also never agreed to wait and go at any other speed than full throttle. But as he looked at Tate, who was now staring at him, waiting with an "I'm not going to believe you" look on his face, Logan ended with, "You just are." And then he told himself to be satisfied with the nod Tate gave him as he shifted and got out of bed.
Mind if I have that shower now?
Not at all, Logan told him. Tate moved away from the bed. When he was almost at the bathroom door, Logan called out his name. Tate stopped and turned around, once again displaying that sexy, lean body, now covered with their cum. And Logan felt the stirrings of desire in the root of his shaft.
Yes?
How much did you like it? He asked, even though he knew it was completely egotistical. But when Tate's body responded, he was glad he'd asked.
Enough that I'm thinking about it right now and wanting to do it again. Will that do?
Logan widened his legs provocatively, and Tate's eyes dropped to watch. That's perfect. Now, go take your shower before I forget you are new to all of this.
I'm hardly a virgin.
Putting one arm behind his head and continuing to casually touch himself, Logan replied with a wink.
You are where I want to go.
Now, go take a shower, Tate. You're too tempting right now, and I'm too horny. Raising his palms, Tate backed into the shower as he replied.
Okay, I'm going.
And then he firmly shut the door. Chapter 13. Tate calculated that he'd been staring at the ceiling for a little over 6 hours, and it was still not producing any answers to his questions. First and foremost being,
what am I supposed to do now?
Last night seemed so long ago, but every time he shut his eyes, he could see and feel all the things that had happened, as if Logan were still lying beside him. He wasn't, of course, because Tate had left him back in his condo as soon as he'd been done in the shower. He'd figured he'd held it all together pretty well, casually strolling out of Logan's place, as though he made out with men daily. But really, somewhere halfway through his shower, Tate had started to question everything he'd done since walking through Logan's front door only hours earlier. Rolling over onto his side, Tate spotted the jacket thrown over the chair in the corner of his room and was immediately pulled back to the night before.
You sure you won't just stay?
Logan asked as they made their way to his front door. Tate shrugged into his leather jacket and took the helmet from Logan as they stopped in the entryway.
Nah, I think I should go.
Tate turned toward the door and reached for the handle.
Tate? Looking back over his shoulder, Tate saw something he'd not yet seen in Logan. Concern. You okay?
Am I? Probably not.
Making his way over to stand in front of Logan, Tate searched his face, trying to decide if anything about it would turn him off. He came up with nothing.
I'm fine.
Just fine? Logan questioned mindfully. It was as if Logan could sense a change in Tate since before and after the shower.
I just need some time to...
Worry? Convince yourself that this was all wrong? Stepping forward, Tate braced his left hand on the wall beside Logan's head.
I need to think, to process all of this.
To freak out.
Shut up.
Logan's gaze held firm as he assured. It's okay to question things.
I'm not.
Not even a little? Logan joked. Taking the sides of Tate's jacket and tugging him close, Logan flicked the side of Tate's mouth with the tip of his tongue. I am.
Liar.
Tate slid his own tongue along that bottom lip he was fascinated with. I thought you were leaving, Logan reminded.
I am.
Tate nibbled the top of Logan's mouth as he pushed his hips into him. Doesn't feel like it. Lifting his lips, Tate pointed out,
That's because you're hanging on to me.
Well, your mouth was kind of molesting mine. Tate took his hand from the wall, bringing it down to cover Logan's right fist.
I just need some time to think, okay?
Okay. Logan released his hold on the leather. But not too long. Tomorrow, lunch. It's your day off, right?
You memorized my schedule? How sweet.
Fuck you.
You already told me I wasn't ready for that. So, keep your offers to yourself.
So, it's an offer now. Not a threat? Look at you, warming to the idea. That makes me fucking hard. Tate shook his head and stepped away to walk back to the door. Over his shoulder, he called out,
Give you an inch.
And I'll want 6 or 7 more, Logan called back.
Jesus,
Tate laughed as he opened the door and left, knowing that he would be at lunch the next day. He just wasn't sure what would happen after that. Grabbing his cell phone from the nightstand, Tate opened his contacts, found Logan's number, and decided a text would be better than dealing with Logan's smart mouth this early. Punching in, morning, he hit send and wondered how quick of a response he would get. It was almost immediate. Logan, you're up early for a day off?
Couldn't sleep.
Logan, should I apologize?
Are you sorry?
Logan. Good point. No.
Then don't apologize.
Logan. Why couldn't you sleep?
Busy head.
Logan. Are you sorry? Tate must have stared at that text longer than he'd thought, because his phone vibrated again. Logan. I keep telling you, turn your brain off, Tate.
It's not that easy.
Logan. Why?
Because.
Logan. I've told you already that because doesn't work for me. Why?
'Cause I can't stop wanting you, and you're a guy. I don't like guys. Ugh. I don't understand why I'm... Shit. No one I know will understand.
Logan. Like who?
Friends. Family.
Logan. Hang on, we're meeting family now? Tate rolled his eyes at the question. The mere suggestion of something other than casual, and Logan changed from flirtatious and demanding to sarcastic and blunt.
Forget it.
Logan. No. Don't do that.
Do what?
Logan. Get pissed off. You're so stubborn.
And you're impossible.
Logan. Are you scowling? Tate pressed his fingers to the frown between his brows before lowering them back to the phone.
Yes.
Logan. Hmm. We both know how I feel about that.
The same way you feel about everything?
Logan. And how's that?
Horny.
Logan. Around you, Tate? 24/7. Now, what time are you coming to get me for lunch?
I'm not coming to get you.
Logan.
So you want me to come to you?
Give me your address. I'll be there ASAP.
Tate glanced around his bedroom and imagined Logan in his room a little too easily, and that had him reaching for his thickening erection. But at the last second, he stopped.
I'll come to you.
Logan. Thought you might.
What will we tell people?
Logan. People? Like who?
I don't know. Anyone?
Logan. Nothing. It's none of their business.
But what if they ask?
Logan. Then I'll tell them to fuck off.
What if they ask, Logan?
Logan. They won't. But if they do, I'll tell them we're going to lunch to discuss your case.
You're on the other side.
Logan. Well, everyone knows I like to play both sides.
Not helping.
Logan. Are you laughing or scowling?
Both.
Logan. Well, fuck. Now I want to kiss you. Tate looked at that line and read it over and over before another text came through. Logan. Would you let me?
Yes.
Logan. That was quick.
That was honest.
Logan. And that is sexy. Jesus, I can't be hard at work. Okay, so tell me, what time will you be here? Tate glanced at the clock on his bedside table to see it was now 9:30.
How about 12:30?
Logan. How about 11:30?
You'll be hungry then?
Logan. Yes, but not for food. Tate? Choosing to ignore the first part of the text, he replied with,
Yes.
Logan. I can't stop thinking about your mouth. And just that easy, Logan had him lying in bed with a grin.
Well, you better try.
Logan. Oh, I've tried, and I can't wait to again. See you at 11:30.
Yep. See ya.
Then, as quickly as it started, the connection ended.
A precursor of things to come? Tate wondered. Only time will tell.
Logan sat behind his desk with a phone to his ear and an eye on the clock. 11:15. Tate should be here soon. If he shows. He'll show. He said he would, and if Tate is anything, he's undeniably honest. As he hung up from the call, Logan's door opened and Cole stuck his head through the space, motioning in a way as if to ask, Can I come in? Lifting his hand, Logan gestured for him to enter, and as the door was pushed farther open, Cole's face changed from serious to a shit-eating grin. Behind him stood Tate, looking anything but comfortable, and he was currently glaring at him around Cole's large frame. I'm going to kill him, Logan thought as his eyes met his brother's. As Cole strolled into the room, he unbuttoned his perfectly pressed black jacket and pushed his hands into his pockets. Motherfucker is having a great time. Tate, on the other hand, looked strained as if he were visiting the dentist. He moved two steps into the office and stayed as close to the far wall as possible. What did Cole say to him? Logan's attention moved to Cole, who was standing by the corner of his desk, pretending to look at the mail in the tray sitting there.
It was so unlike his stuffed-shirt brother to be taking the time to nose around the way he was. So Logan knew something was up, and not in a good way. It was more like an I'm about to fuck with you kind of way. Logan carefully looked to Tate, who was staring at the red helmet in his hand, and had his other one stuffed into his jeans. He was wearing a white shirt with that sexy leather jacket. And when Logan finally tore his focus away from him and turned back to Cole, his brother raised a brow and then opened his fucking mouth.
Mr. Morrison said you called him about a business meeting today.
Logan narrowed his eyes on Cole as he pushed his chair back from the desk and stood. Buttoning his own jacket, he made his way around to where Cole was. Yes, that's right. We need to go over a few things. Cole turned toward him and pulled his mouth into a thin line while dropping several envelopes back into the tray on Logan's desk. Silently, he inclined his head and made his way back to the door and past Tate, who still hadn't said a word but was looking at Cole with no expression on his face at all. Cole acknowledged him, opened the door, and at the last moment, looked back. He then addressed Logan in a voice that made him want to throw something at him.
Funny that I wasn't informed about this meeting, since I handle Mrs. Morrison's... Oh, I'm sorry. His ex's case.
Logan continued his die-now stare. Cole turned to Tate and told him in his controlled-as-fuck voice, Asshole had that down to a T.
If he doesn't give you all the answers you came in for, make sure you let me know, and I will try my hardest to clear things up.
Get out, asshole, Logan advised, looking on his desk for something to throw.
Going, Cole replied over his shoulder, leaving the office and closing the door behind him.
Logan stared across the wide space to where Tate was pinning him with a fuck-you look if ever he'd seen one. Crossing his arms over his chest, Logan rested back against the desk behind him and perched his ass on the surface. He crossed his legs out in front of him and remained silent as Tate continued to fume. Just when Logan figured he would have to be the one to say something, Tate took a step forward.
What did you tell him about us? He spit out at Logan.
That, right there, Logan knew, was Tate's biggest fear, presented to him like a giant fucking billboard. The thought of people knowing exactly what he'd done and enjoyed the night before. Screw that, Logan thought. Time for a reality check, Mr. Morrison. Tate was mortified, and he was pissed. He knew coming here was a terrible idea. But he'd stupidly let Logan and his silver tongue talk him into doing it anyway. As soon as he had stepped off the elevator and told the receptionist he was there to see Logan, Tate had been instructed to go straight through. Halfway inside the actual offices, he'd run into the tall blonde guy, whose name he couldn't remember, that he'd first seen at the bar, and second, at his fucking ex-wife's meeting. At first, Logan's partner had sized him up, as if he were trying to remember if he had forgotten something. And then Tate had watched his shrewd...
Yes, they are definitely shrewd.
Eyes almost smile, if it were possible for eyes to do so.
How can I help you today, Mr. Morrison? I didn't realize we had a meeting.
The minute that had come out of his mouth, Tate had known he was screwed. He'd stammered around his words and pretty much tripped all over the damn place until he'd finally told the lie that he was called by Logan. Something on the guy's face had given away the fact that he knew Tate was lying, and Tate had felt the heat in his cheeks as he followed, like an obedient child, to Logan's office. As if that wasn't enough, the interaction that had then taken place inside the office had confirmed everything.
The guy knows about us for sure.
And that angered Tate more than anything. He was still fuming at Logan, who was casually propped up against his desk with his arms crossed.
What did you tell him about us?
Still gripping his helmet in his hand, Tate was determined not to put it down, because once he got an answer from the man opposite him, he was getting the hell out of there. What he hadn't expected was for Logan to quietly push away from the desk and move forward.
Jesus, the man is enough to drive me out of my mind.
When Tate finally wanted him to say something, of course he kept his mouth shut.
Would it have killed you for 1 minute of your life not to say something to everyone about who you're fucking?
That was when Logan stopped directly in front of him and finally spoke.
I'm not fucking you. Yet.
Tate scoffed and decided this would all be over after this conversation.
Might as well throw my own jab in. And now you never will be.
Before Tate could anticipate the move, Logan reached out and grabbed the helmet from his hand, dropping it on the floor beside them with a loud thump. He then moved in close, shoving Tate until his back hit the wall.
You have a bad temper, Mr. Morrison.
Get the hell off me,
Tate snarled through his teeth.
I'm not on you.
Yes, you fucking are.
I'm against you. There's a mighty big difference. Take last night, for example, when you were lying on my bed, naked, with your legs spread and me in between them. That was me on you.
Tate's breathing quickened as Logan raised a hand and placed it against the wall by his ear.
Do you understand the difference?
I don't give a shit about specifics. Get off me.
Instead of listening to him, Logan placed his other hand by his head in the same position as his opposite one.
Shut up, Tate.
Fuck.
Don't offer unless you're going to follow through, Logan warned.
Tate swore if he had agreed, Logan would have undone his pants right there.
Now, if I remember correctly, you told me that I could kiss you the next time I saw you.
Clenching his fists by his sides, Tate felt his jaw tick.
I didn't say that, and that was before.
Before?
Before I found out that you can't keep your fucking mouth shut, he thundered.
Logan blinked at him from behind his glasses, his face a mask of annoyance.
And what exactly do you think I said?
Get off me,
Tate reiterated.
No, talk.
Logan said with a calmness that further infuriated Tate.
What do you think I said?
You obviously told your partner about us. I bet you had a real good laugh about the straight guy who's sleeping with you.
Logan brought his face to within an inch of Tate's, and Tate could feel his heart hammering inside his chest. Logan was so close that his black hair ghosted over Tate's nose as he shook his head from side to side, before raising his face again and licking his tongue along his bottom lip.
Yeah, fuck me. I looked.
Well, let's clear one thing up right now,
Logan stated in a lowered voice. That should have probably indicated to Tate that Logan's temper was steadily climbing to the boiling point, where his was now teetering.
That work partner of mine? His name is Cole, which I already told you. And he also happens to be my brother. He was merely speculating because I told him I wanted you when we were at the bar the other night. He's giving me shit, not you. And I didn't say a damn thing.
Tate was beyond listening at this point, and he just wanted to leave. He tried to take a step forward, only to have Logan muscle him back to the wall by connecting their hips. Logan asked quietly, like the calm before a storm.
Is that all cleared up for you now?
Refusing to budge, Tate lifted his chin, scowling back at the unyielding man in front of him.
Jesus, you're pig-headed. Fine. If you aren't going to talk, you just stand there and try not to enjoy exactly what you're too fucking scared to admit to wanting.
As Logan moved his head toward him, Tate lifted his hand and placed his palm against the strong chest that had been naked against him last night, preventing that mouth from touching his own.
You're so brave, aren't you, Logan? Walking around life, pretending to have all your shit straight. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong word, right? Who are you trying to hide from? You're even more messed up than I am. You want me to accept everything that's going on, but you can't even pick a side. When the final word fell from his mouth, Logan's hand left the wall and circled his wrist in a vice-like grip.
Stop talking, Tate.
No.
Stop fucking talking. You're really starting to piss me off.
Too fucking bad. As Tate spit those three words out, he thought Logan looked like he wanted to punch him for a change. But instead of getting hit in the jaw, Logan pulled him off the wall and in one quick move, turned him around. Before Tate could even ask what the hell he was doing, Logan shoved him up against the wall, front on. So Tate had to move his head to the side or break his nose. And favoring his nose, his left cheek met with the cool surface now in front of him. His left arm was twisted up behind his back, and Logan pressed his hips so tight against him that Tate could feel the outline of his cock, long and rigid.
Now, do I have your attention, Tate? Logan rumbled against his right ear.
Let me go, Tate demanded through a lump that had formed in his throat. Logan punched his length against the crack of his ass, covered by the denim of his jeans.
But you were the one who wanted me to pick a side, he reminded. I pick this side for now. Fuck me hair, broad shoulders, your hand trapped in mine with your ass cradling my cock.
Tate's body vibrated, and he hated the fact that he was really turned on while being held prisoner against a fucking wall.
Yeah, for now. And only because you haven't had me. It's all about the thrill of the chase for you. Don't act like this is more than that.
Tate paused as Logan's free hand slid around his waist and moved down to his front zipper. Tate bucked his hips back, trying to get away, but only succeeded in getting his ass massaged by Logan's unyielding body.
You'll get exactly what you want from me. Then you'll be done, and I'll be stuck on my own, trying to decide what on earth I just let happen.
Logan could feel Tate's entire body shaking against his, and he wasn't even sure if it was from lust or from the words the man had just spoken and was finally letting sink in. Tate was obviously conflicted by what he was feeling, yet he was still here. He'd still come to see him.
Tate, I swear I didn't say anything to Cole, Logan promised against the shell of his ear.
But he knows, doesn't he? He knows something is going on.
Logan allowed his hand to fondle the bulge he could feel behind Tate's jeans, and when Tate sighed and moved his hips against his palm, Logan felt his temperature spike.
He's a smart guy, and he knows me, Logan admitted.
So, in other words, he knows you get whoever you want between the sheets before you just throw them away.
God, you're fucking mean when you want to be.
I'm telling the truth. Are you?
Tate finally turned his head back to look Logan right in the eye. Instead of answering, because he didn't know what to say, Logan took Tate's talkative mouth with his own and pushed his tongue inside. Pushing forward, he wedged his stiff cock against the jeans covering Tate's firm ass and trapped his own hand against the wall.
Oh, fuck.
Tate cursed as he tore his mouth free.
Touch me. No. No. Don't. Christ, I don't know, Logan. I don't fucking know what I want.
Logan massaged his hand up the zipper to the button of Tate's jeans.
Yes, you do, he challenged gently,
trying to calm the man pressed back against him as he undid the button and slowly pulled the zipper down.
You still don't get it, do you, Tate? I'm not looking anywhere but at you.
Dipping his hand between the denim he'd parted, Logan thought he would feel cotton, but but as his fingers brushed over wiry hair, he groaned out loud. Commando? You came to see me fucking Commando? Tate's hard stare locked with his as Logan's hand dug into the jeans. He watched Tate's mouth part and a shaky breath leave him as Logan's fingers grazed the plump, wet head of the cock trapped inside the material. Unable to help himself, Logan ground against Tate and slid his hand farther inside so he could wrap his fingers around Tate's iron-hard erection. Tate powered back against him.
No, stop. Not in here. Not at your office.
Logan's hand and hips stilled as he looked at the eyes now staring at him. They were full of desire, frustration, and once again that annoying fucking emotion. Confusion. Stop thinking so much. Tell me, what do you want? Logan held his breath as he waited for Tate's frank response.
You. Everything else aside, I still want you.
Removing his hand from Tate's jeans, Logan also released the arm he had been holding at Tate's back, and as Tate turned to face him, Logan cradled his face with his hands and pressed his mouth to his, kissing him fervently. When he felt Tate's hands on his waist, Logan moaned and angled his head to stroke his tongue against the other man's in a kiss that bordered sweet as much as it did hot. As Logan felt his control and desire to stop climbing, he pulled back. Still holding Tate's face, he told him, "Then go with that. Forget everything else and see where that leads you." With Tate's anger seemingly kissed out of him, his lips curved slowly into a half-smile.
"It led me here, to your office, and right into a hell of a lot of trouble."
"And that's exactly why you should follow where it leads." Logan dropped his hands from Tate's